Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue with the theme for 2025, Who is He? What is He to you? This is week 11 of Names, Titles, Symbols of the Holy Spirit. And this week, the symbol is a dove. In the Bible, the dove is a symbol of peace, purity, and the Holy Spirit. It represents peace and new beginnings, as seen when Noah's dove returned with an olive leaf, indicating the flood waters had rescinded. It is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove at his baptism, signifying gentleness, innocence, and divine approval. The scripture this morning comes from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 10. For context, I'll read verses 9 through 11. This speaks of the baptism of Jesus. The New Living Translation reads, "One day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River." Verse 10. "As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, 'You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy.'" Let us pray. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new beginning. We pray we start this day with your peace, O Lord. We recognize the symbol of the dove that descended on you during your baptism and gave you the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit in our lives and know it has given us peace. It has purified us also. When we acknowledge and accept you as Lord over our lives, we have been given a new beginning. We thank you. Thank you for a new beginning, Lord God. Thank you for the dove, O Lord. Thank you for being with us, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your purifying ways, O Lord. Thank you for cleaning us out, Lord. Thank you for getting rid of all of the things that are not of you, Lord God. Piece by piece, Lord God, you make us better, and we thank you. Thank you for growth, Lord God, that we get every day, Lord God, to be more like you. There is no one else that could instantly, immediately, expeditiously turn things around, O Lord, set things straight, O Lord. We thank you. Thank you for taking away our pain, the hurt, the resentment, O Lord. We thank you for all you do for us, O God. How wonderful you are. We love and adore you, O God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for the start of a new day, O Lord. We thank you for the new beginning, a fresh start, O Lord. We thank you for the peace of this moment, O Lord. We know it's a Monday, the start of a new work week or school for some, Lord God. Let us just think right now of the peace we have. Let's just be grateful for the peace right now in this moment. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the dove, which symbolizes the peace, the purity, your presence in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our families that you've given us, Lord God. Thank you for the household, Lord God. We thank you. We know that you are with those that are still seeking, Lord God, homes, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the bed we got out of this morning, Lord God. We may still be in, Lord God, but we thank you that you opened our eyes, Lord God. You gave us the mind to dial in, Lord God, to this platform as we give praises unto you, Lord God, every day. Every day, Lord God, but we thank you for the Monday early morning prayer, Lord God. We thank you for this beloved ministries, Lord God, that gives us these opportunities to just say thank you, Lord God. Just take a moment to acknowledge the symbols, Lord God, the dove, Lord God, that represents the Holy Spirit, represents you within us, Lord God. We acknowledge that our prayer list this morning, Lord God, Rev D is asking us to pray for her cousin Bev and her friends as they're going on a getaway. Lord God, we pray traveling mercies for them, Lord God. We pray protection over them, Lord God, as they travel to have some fun, Lord God, get away from things, relax, Lord God. We pray that they will have a wonderful time, Lord God. All will be well, Lord God, that they don't run into any delays or difficulties as they travel, however they travel, whether it be in a car on the road or through the airports, Lord God. We pray that there are no delays in their travel, Lord God. We pray safe travel for them, Lord God. We pray they have a wonderful time. We pray all will be well, Lord God. Their homes will be well while they're gone, Lord God. We pray for a great time, community, Lord God. We pray for her and her friends. We pray that they have a wonderful time bonding, Lord God, that they get to know something new about each other, Lord God, that they celebrate the friendships that they have, Lord God, that they don't take it lightly, Lord God, that they appreciate one another, Lord God. We just pray they all good things for them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we lift them up, Lord God. This morning, Teresa with the H asked us to pray for her sister Mary, and their family as they are approaching the 1 year since the sudden loss of Mary's son, Lord God. And we pray for peace for her, Lord God. We pray for peace for her and her family, Lord God, his wife and his children, Lord God, as they continue to live life without their loved one, Lord God. We pray that that God will ease her grief, Lord God, and stabilize her emotions, Lord God. Well, anyone who's dealt with grief knows that it's up and down, Lord God. It's a roller coaster. One minute you're good, and then the next minute something, you may see something, hear something, remember something, and your emotions are all over the place, Lord God. But we pray for peace for Mary, Lord God. We pray for peace for Mary and her family and his immediate family, that they are comforted, Lord God. We pray that they can feel the peace of God, Lord God, that they are comforted, that they can remember the good times, Lord God, that they have fond memories, Lord God, that they're able to progress with fond memories of their loved one, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for her support system that's there for her, Lord God. We thank you for her sisters that keep her close, Lord God, that are friends, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the relationship that they have, Lord God, and we pray for those around her that they continue to lift her up when she's weak, Lord God, comfort her, or make her laugh when she's feeling sad, Lord God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for Mary and her family, Lord God. And we pray, Teresa also would like us to pray for families that are struggling with parenting children in different homes, Lord God. It's a difficult task, Lord God. We pray that people are able to co-parent, Lord God, as they parent children who may live outside of their homes, Lord God. It's a difficult task, Lord God, but we know that with your help, all things are possible, Lord God. We know that once you're in the midst, Lord God, that all things can work out, Lord God, to keep you first, to keep your word first, Lord God. Use the word to raise your children, Lord God. We pray. We pray, Lord God. We pray for those families that are trying, Lord God, that are struggling, Lord God, to direct children that are not under your roof, Lord God. It's hard to direct kids that you provide shelter for. That you provide shelter for the generation that feels entitled to certain things, Lord God. It's hard raising children today, Lord God, but we ask for help for them, Lord God. We ask that you be with them, Lord God. We ask that you direct their path, Lord God, so that they could direct their children, Lord God, that they could do the best that they know how, Lord God. These children need guidance, Lord God, and we pray for those that are struggling. We pray for communication with other parents, Lord God, or other caretakers, Lord God. We pray for an open communication that will work in favor of the children, Lord God, that will work in favor of the children, Lord God, but the adults need to be on the same page. So we pray for those that are in that situation, Lord God, and we ask that you be with them, Lord God. We trust that you will guide them, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for the guidance that you provide us, Lord God. We thank you. And we know that as long as you're in the midst, all will be well, and we thank you for that, Lord God. We are also still praying for people still seeking employment, Lord God, in this environment with all of these layoffs, Lord God, that we know that there's still job opportunities available, Lord God. We pray that the avenues and the roads leading to these jobs are found, Lord God. We pray for the people that have not given up, Lord God, have not given up and still seek gainful employment, Lord God, still remain on the right path, Lord God, to make ends meet, Lord God. We pray that people who are seeking employment do not go weary, that you put in the application. You keep putting them in, Lord God. Keep putting them in, Lord God. Something will stick, Lord God, and we believe and we pray that those do not give up, Lord God, do not give up seeking employment. It's hard now with all the layoffs and everyone letting the people go and the cuts and programs being taken away, but we pray that people still who are seeking employment continue to seek it, Lord God. God sees you. God sees your diligence, Lord God. God sees your determination, Lord God. And we believe that God will make a way. And we thank you in advance, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. We are also lifting up Esperanza, the nonprofit organization, with Teresa with the H and a few other people and beloved work at. We pray as they are asking for prayer as they continue to expand their company, and they providing housing for 9 more people who have aged out of their current living situation. And we pray that the finances with this company remain stable. We pray that they receive more finances, that they are able to provide shelter and living arrangements for people who have no one else, Lord God, have nowhere else to turn, Lord God. This is important. Organizations like these are very important because they provide shelter, they provide home, they provide a safe space for people who have no other alternative, Lord God, maybe people who are individuals who are mentally challenged, Lord God, who need a community, Lord God, and they provide a community for these people. So we lift them up, Lord God. We pray that whatever they need to continue to be successful, they receive, Lord God, the buildings that they are seeking, the homes that they are trying to find, the space that they need. We pray that they receive it all, Lord God. They pray that they receive it all. These organizations are very important to a large community out there. I see it in the nursing home or the assisted living where my father is. So many people have nobody else and no one else that cares for them. These places are very important, and I pray and I lift organizations like Esperanza and all of them that are like that, that has the same goal. We lift them up, and we recognize that they are needed in the community, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for these places, Lord God. We thank you for these employees, Lord God. We lift up Teresa and Carisha as they practice patience to deal with the situations as it relates to running a company like this, Lord God, and hiring staff and retaining staff to care for these individuals, Lord God. It's not easy, Lord God. It's not easy to sit down and interview and try to tap into the person with the right type of patience to care for individuals like this. Patience and skill, Lord God, it takes a lot. So we thank you. We thank you for Teresa, Carisha, and the rest of the staff, Lord God. And we lift them up. We say a special prayer for them. We ask that you continue to call their names today, this week, as they are trying to hire more staff, Lord God, and retain the staff that they have, that they build morale in the organization, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for everyone who is on this line, who supports the beloved nation, Lord God. We thank you for the community. This community is an important one. It's a fellowship, a sisterhood, a brotherhood. We just thank you that we are Christians in love, Lord God. We have the love of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we know once we have that, all things are possible, Lord God. So we lift all of these things. We have a praise report. Rev D mentioned it yesterday, but our baby Ethan is home, Lord God, so we're excited, and we thank you. We thank you for bringing him through. He's a little fighter, and we're just so excited, and we thank you in advance. We know a few months from now, you're not even going to believe that he was born so small, Lord God, but progressed so well, and we know that it's all about you, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you. We ask that you continue to touch those that are dealing with grief, Lord God. We lift up our sister Kendra, who lost a friend this week, Lord God. So we pray for her and her family and those around her. Pray for all of those that are dealing with grief or loss this week, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We lift all of these prayer requests, all of these prayers we ask. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen, amen. And thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. We ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. God hears us. I know he does. He hears us. So please continue to send your prayer requests to the email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. We ask that you visit our website, Beloved Ministries, ny.com, for all upcoming events. Thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Monday. I will release the line so we all may greet one another.